views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm the founder of Woman Wisdom Foundation, and I'm back now after a month of I pre-recorded radio shows so that I could be away. I had an amazing journey to Kenya this month. What a great experience of meeting people, learning about their culture, seeing lots of animals close up, elephants, lions, giraffes, cheetahs, leopards, etc., and what a beautiful country. So I'm excited today. We're going to be talking with Maureen St. Germain. I've had her on the show before, and she has a new book out called Waking Up in 5D. The Maureen St. Germain is an internationally recognized teacher and intuitive. She's the founder of Transformational Enterprises and has led trainings in personal development and spiritual awakening in more than 24 countries. The founder of Akashic Records Guides International. She's also an author, musician, and producer of more than 15 guided meditation CDs. Widely known for her Amazon bestseller, Beyond the Flower of Life, she's been sharing knowledge she's gained from her years of teaching meditation and research on ancient truths. Labeled a modern-day mystic and famous Wisconsin mystics, Maureen has taught in 15 countries throughout Europe, Canada, U.S., Egypt, China, and Japan. And her books have been translated into Russian, Italian, and Chinese. She has a manifestation book, Be a Genie, and it teaches sacred geometry and manifestation based on source code and her discovery of the Phoenix sequence. And her newest book that we're going to talk about today is Waking Up in 5D, provides tools and teachings to guide you in the transition from the polarized mindset of the third dimension to the joy and love of fifth dimensional vibrations. So welcome, Maureen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I am so excited to, you know, to be back with you and to be working with the fabulous audience of Women of Wisdom. I taught at a conference many, many years ago, one time, and I was so excited to do that. You know, it was very, very special. Great, great group.
Yes, I remember. You know, it was quite a few years ago. It was back when we were at Unity Church. Lots of things have changed since then, and we actually are just planning our 26th conference. We're into our 26th year. And I'll announce that, I'll say at the end too, but it's our final weekend for a call for presenters. If anybody's interested in doing a workshop, go to our website, womanofwisdom.org, and check that out of giving a half-day workshop. We're very experiential in what we do, so we really look for interesting and inspiring presenters for our conference, which is February 15th to the 18th. So, Maureen, tell us about yourself and your journey, and how did you develop this work you do?
I have the good fortune of being able to teach in lots of places, and I have always found in my workshops that the students are always asking questions, and because I'm so plugged in, when they ask the question, the answer just comes through me. And each time I teach, I learn something, and then it goes into a journal, and then I add it together, and it gets to be the next book. So my journey has been one of great gratitude to have the opportunity to teach and then learn and then teach and learn like that. So every class, there's better than the one last week, you know. And for years and years, I traveled to a different city every single weekend, except for like Mother's Day, Easter, and Christmas, and Thanksgiving. So I was on the road and teaching 48 cities a year, three classes every city. So, you know, I've learned a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do, you know, you teach what you learn and what you need to learn and learning. And it's true, learning from your students that come with questions and a lot of sharing of information, too. So it's a, you know, teaching can be a very collaborative process and to acknowledge
That's right. Not you, just you, the teacher.
And,
exactly. And the sharing of experiences and then the explanation that follows it, you know, sometimes I'm the one that's surprised. I mean, everybody else is happy to have the explanation. And I'm thinking, I didn't know that, you know, so it's very cool.
Yes.
Very, very cool. But it's fabulous work.
Yes. Well, let's get going on having you share what is the 5D, fifth dimension.
Okay. So 5D is the vibrational energy or the vibrational location where we have moved out of polarity and we've moved into a place where we're anchoring our ascended self or our higher self into the physical body, the 3D body. And it can be equivalent to what the Christians teach is the ascension, only we're not going to die to do it. It's also the light body moving into the physical body. So it is the opportunity for each of us to anchor more of who we really are into our physical 3D body. And it's never been done before. And that's the thing that's so profound, because there's been plenty of gurus and teachers and ascended masters who have, you know, manifested their light body and then come back to Earth to help. And people have written about their experiences of these masters visiting them or, you know, materializing before them. But humans as a, you know, a mass consciousness group have never collectively taken this route, and it's a brand new thing. So there's a lot of things that we're experiencing that we don't have any explanation for until we start raising the questions and saying, what's going on? And that's the number one question anybody should be asking in your meditations. Even when you're not in meditation, when something happens that you don't know what is going on and defies the rules of your normal everyday life, just ask the question, what is going on? Not who, not when, not why, but what? And I'll explain that in a second.
Well, it leads me to the question, because you said anchoring, you know, anchoring that higher dimension to the physical body. And maybe that's what is going on. How do people do that?
Well, they do it. People are already doing it. I'll start with that. And so part of what the book is teaching people to recognize the signals and symptoms of when they're already 5D and they just don't know it, because each of the dimensions builds upon the previous one. So when we're 3D, you know, we're building on 2D. But when we're in 5D, we're building on the third and the fourth. I'll explain the fourth because it's kind of a side story. But the fifth dimension is this place of yumminess that the churches would call heaven. And it's a place where you're able to manifest pretty quickly. You're able to have things come together quickly. There's harmony even when that same situation normally doesn't have harmony. That's how you know you're in fifth dimension. So imagine, you know, when you fall in love and you're thinking about somebody and, you know, you're driving in traffic and somebody pulls in front of you, you don't get upset. You go, oh, they're probably in a hurry. You know, you're trying to get through airport security and somebody cuts in front of you, you go, oh, they must have a plane to catch. You don't even worry about it. You don't feel like things are unfair. You just let people, you know, do their thing and you don't mind. That's one of the signals you know you're in 5D. Another signal that you know you're in 5D is time. And this is very, very powerful. You can be sitting in traffic in a, let's say you're the third car back from the red light and you're sitting there waiting for the light to change. The light changes and the people around you don't move. The guy in front doesn't move. And you're waiting and you're waiting. And you're not really worried or upset. You're just watching, again, because you're in this, you know, comfortable place emotionally and energetically. And then everybody moves. Well, it turns out that when you're in fifth dimension, you actually see and experience the 3D reality before the 3D people do. And it can be 3 seconds, it can be 20 seconds. And so sometimes you're actually hearing stuff or seeing things before anyone else does. And I actually had a guy who was interviewing me on the radio yesterday say to me, "That happens to me all the time." And I said, "Exactly. And you don't understand why nobody's noticed that the light has changed, because it hasn't for them. And because you're so alert, but not upset or intense, you're just comfortably alert, you're noticing, but gee, isn't that it?" And that's another thing. The minute you move into a polarity, like, "Oh, that's good, that's bad," then you drop back into 3D. 3D. That's how you know you're back in the dimension that most of us have, I'll use the word, grown up in.
Yeah, so it's more like being an observer, you know, being detached, so that you don't get into the reaction of things happening.
Well, it's not just being detached. It's being in a blissful place and being detached. Because sometimes you can be detached because you're depressed. Sometimes you're detached because it's the easiest route, you know, the path of least resistance. So it's a combination of being fully aware, but not judgmental. So detached in the judgmental standpoint is accurate, but detached as a global statement is not so. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how about you yourself? Do you feel you're living in the fifth dimension? Do you find yourself going back and forth? You know, I mean, it's kind of a human dynamic.
That's right. It is a human dynamic, and that's one of the misnomers, because a lot of people think that there's going to be a pivotal event, and then everyone's going to be 5D, and, you know, suddenly all the bad stuff is going to evaporate. And what's really happening is that we're taking the slow route there, and it may be true that there will be a pivotal event, but it won't be till we hit critical mass and the tipping point occurs. So, yeah, we're all moving around in third dimension and fifth dimension and back again. You know, somebody pushes your buttons, and it's a really sensitive thing for you. Of course you're going to react, and you're going to drop down into third dimension. The minute you remember, "Oh, that's not fair, you know, this person got this and I only got that," then you're in 3D. Whenever you find yourself keeping score, you've dropped yourself back into 3D. So the trick is to train yourself to notice when you're in this yummy place and to notice, "Oh, yeah, that's what's cool." And it's like when you first learned to meditate, or even when you first learned to ride a bike.
I have to interrupt you. It's commercial time. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back,
let's
and Maureen will tell us more about waking up in 5D.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking today with Maureen St. Germain. We're talking about her book, Waking Up in 5D. So, Maureen, tell us more signs so people can learn to recognize when and to know when they're in 5D.
Okay, perfect. And that'll lead us into some exercises, too, then. So, one, we've talked about time and how you can notice that you realize something before somebody else does. And that literally is you being fifth dimensional in that moment. Also, when you are hearing someone ask a question and you start to answer it and they go, wait, I didn't ask you. And you're kind of hesitating and think, well, gosh, I thought I heard you ask this question. And then you listen, and they say, well, I was thinking it. And you kind of laugh because you think to yourself, huh, that's amazing. How did I know what she was going to ask? Now, obviously, there's telepathy going on, but being in fifth dimension means you're so plugged into the reality that you know what you need to know before you need to know it. So it's kind of a different kind of a matrix. Right now, we're discovering what we need to know, usually when we need to know it. But what if you could know it beforehand? And that's part of the 5D energy. Another way that you can identify clearly that you've been in the higher dimensions is when you set something down. Let's say your sunglasses. You put them in a drawer. That's where they belong. And you go do whatever. And then you come back and you think, oh, I am going to go back outside. So you open the drawer to get the sunglasses and they're not there. And you think to yourself, it hasn't been that long. I didn't forget where I put them. I know I put them here. And then you rummage around. You pull everything out of the drawer. You still can't find them. So you say, fine. And you go get your spare. You grab those. You go outside. You take care of whatever you're going to take care of. And maybe you have a really nice time outside. And you're in this nice, empty place again. So you come back in your house and you open the drawer to put the sunglasses away. And the original pair, the good pair, are still there. And you think to yourself, what the heck is going on? And the answer is you were in a higher dimension when you put them down. And then when you decided, oh, I have to go take care of this, your energy shifted. You turned yourself more into 3D, more, you know, day-to-day, run around, get stuff done, hurry up. That energy is not as blissful as 5D, so your energy is lower and you don't even see the sunglasses, even though they're there in the dimension. And when this happened to me the first time, I had been teaching people, you know, your stuff is disappearing because it's going into a higher dimension. And initially I thought, well, you know, we're all going to be evolving anyway. I'm just probably sending my stuff ahead so I can learn how to do this. And one day, instead of asking the why question or where did my stuff go, I asked the what question. And the answer was, Maureen, you were in a higher dimension when you put them down. And then, because I'd already been teaching this for so long, I realized because I was doing it and my students were doing it means we were all moving into higher dimensions. And oh, by the way, we were all sliding back. And that was the biggest surprise because we've all were taught or have heard that becoming fifth dimensional is a place we're going to instead of a sliding up and down like you identified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always say that the fairies are borrowing my things and they'll bring them back when I need them.
Well, but think about that. The fairies come from the fourth dimension. So even if that were true, it's still a fourth dimensional thing. Mm-hmm. How did they get in the fourth dimension for them to borrow them in the first place?
Yes.
You put them there.
true. Yeah. And you just kind of have to let go. Like when you really need them, they'll come back. And they do.
Yes, and I also say out loud, I'd like them back, thank you very much. And then they're also generally appearing. But again, the minute you say, I'd like them back, you already know they're going to come back. You have that confidence and that expectation, and that changes your own energy to peacefulness again. And then you open the drawer, and there they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so it begs the question for me, because there's this sliding back and forth, 3D, 4D, 5D, and maybe we don't even do 4D, where that fits in. But obviously, there must be some anchors that can hold us back in 3D and keep us from being in the fifth dimension. I'd love for you to share
about
that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. It's actually harder at this juncture for those people who are working with this kind of energy, and that would be everyone who's listening, it's actually harder to not slide back into 3D because of those anchors that want to pull us back. And that those anchors can be judgment in your thoughts or your words or your actions. And judgment can be something as simple as, you know, I hate it when such and such happens. Or this restaurant says that. Or so-and-so is always late. Those are, you know, little irritations that drop us back into 3D. And instead, when we notice that we start to do that, we can pull ourselves back out of it by announcing to ourselves, oh, I want to stay in 5D. And another, I want to jump into 4D for a few seconds, at least to give people an idea. 4D is like a portal. It's like an airport or Grand Central Station. Nobody goes there to stay there. It's always used as a nexus or a portal to move from one place to another. So from third to fourth, the energy is quite close. They're very closely aligned. And fourth is where we're getting all of our emotions. And so when we get involved in some heavy, heavy emotion, we're almost always vibrating in 4D. And 4D could be heavy, heavy emotion of happiness, or it could be heavy emotion of sadness or desperation. You know, someone died, we lost our job, whatever it is. So the fourth dimensional energy still has polarity, and it will pull us down if it's negative, but it will pull us up into 5D if it's positive. And that's why those emotions of joy, bliss, and unconditional love are so important, because they literally let us ride up into that fifth dimensional plane. And when we are in 5D, everything goes smoothly. Everything is like clockwork. Even when we didn't plan it, even when we aren't trying. And I'll give you a huge example. The very first time I claimed a day of heaven on earth, and it was more to antidote something that I had said inadvertently that I was uncomfortable about it. It wasn't a bad word. It was just something that didn't match who I am. So I was trying to antidote it and saying, oh, well, you know, I'm having a day of heaven on earth because I'm flying with United. And I came home and there was an inch of water on my basement floor. I could hear water running, but we couldn't find any faucets that were open. And then we found that there was a hole that was in a pipe behind the walls. The plumber came when he said he would. He only charged me $120. He drilled where I said to, and that allowed him to see where the pipe was broken of all the places in the whole house. I called the airline to get my next flight that same day, you know, postponed. And they put me on a later flight, but they didn't charge me the fee. And then I went to the bank and I did all my errands. I came home, the phone was ringing. It was United again. They're saying, you know, both of our feeder flights into Chicago are running late. Is there any way you can get on the earlier flight that is now running 1 hour late? And I said, actually, yeah, my bag is already in my car and I'm only 15 minutes away. I caught the same flight I was originally on because it was an hour late and I made all my connections. That's a 5D day.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you at the end exactly what I said, because I want people to know it and use it. And I did this the next time I had a really jam-packed day. And the second time I did it, I said to myself, you know, I don't have to wait until I've got a jam-packed day. I'm going to ask for this every day.
And so what do you ask specifically, so people know?
It's called, I am asking for a day of heaven on earth for me and everyone I come in contact with. And it changes the vibration instantly. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it's a very simple thing. And you don't have to even memorize it. It's just like, you know, even just putting the thought out, starting your day, meditation of the thought of heaven on earth. And that's what they, you know, you hear a lot of talk about that, heaven on earth. It's it's kind of like, you know, we all desire peace. I mean, everything, there's so much going on in the world right now and so many, and I think things are just being revealed or, you know, have to be exposed to heal. So a lot of stuff's happening.
Right.
And we have to maintain that.
Absolutely.
How do we maintain that feeling of heaven on earth when all that is going on? And it's holding for the state that the whole earth can be in this state of heaven on earth. You know, because if we fall down to that 3D, that all these horrible things happen and are going to keep happening and the world will never change, we will never have peace, we'll always be at war, we're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And, you know, people don't realize, but every individual who decides to claim a day of heaven on earth for themselves and everyone they meet, they're not just impacting themselves, they're impacting everyone that they come in contact with. And the thing is, we can ask for a day of heaven on earth for all of the planet. We can ask for a day of heaven on earth for everyone on earth. But when we ask for a day of heaven on earth for ourselves and everyone we come in contact with, we make it real because we can see the difference. If people start asking for that energy, they use that vibration every single day, and then one day they forget to do it, they see the difference. Then they say to themselves, what's going on? You know, this is a crappy day. You know, last week has been wonderful. What's the deal? And as soon as they ask that what question, they're either going to get an aha, like, you know, an idea in their head that says, oh, yeah, you didn't do that prayer today. Or their angels and guides will come in and tell them, yeah, you need to get with the program and ask. Because we have free will. We are in a free will zone.
Yeah.
And it's incumbent upon us to do it every single day. You can't just do it. You know, I actually asked one time, well, you know, why can't we just say, okay, I'm in. God, I'm in. I want to be aligned with the light. I want my angels to help me. I want my guides to be there. Let's just do it for the rest of my life.
We're going to leave that and come back to that because we have to take another break. So listen to Voices Women. We'll come back and see, hear what Maureen has to say about that.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yes!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You know that feeling in your gut, that tiny whisper in the back of your ear, the tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step, to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/coaching.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we were having a great discussion with Maureen St. Germain. She's talking about waking up in 5D. So, Maureen, please share your website and what you have to offer people there.
MaureenStGermain.com, MaureenStGermain.com. On that website, I have a free meditation right now called Divine Government Meditation. So every time you feel like complaining about the government, you can also do a 10-minute meditation to kind of help them be their better selves. You know, always worthwhile. We pray for our kids. We pray for our relatives. Why shouldn't we be praying for our politicians?
That's one thing.
And then we have what's called Youthing Day, which is October 5th, and that's the first full moon after the fall equinox. And the idea is that the moon touches the horizon and bends backward on the year, and you can actually roll your clock back and get younger. And it really is very powerful, and I've had wonderful feedback from people asking me to do another one again this year. I've done them a couple of times, and so it'll be a fun program, and there's a free meditation on there right now, and that's on my blog, MaureenStGermain.blog, B-L-O-G. So you can sign up for my blog and get the regular announcements. They come out every Saturday, and you can pick up the free meditation anytime you want. It's just there. You don't even have to give me your email on that one. And it's 10 minutes, and it's a wonderful using meditation, and we're going to do an event on the 5th, so that's cool. And then in October, I'm going to be in Las Vegas doing an event at a conference called In 5D. So like the Women of Women Wisdom Conference, this one's called In 5D Event. And it's going to be in Vegas at the only non-casino hotel in Las Vegas. So that's cool.
Yep.
And lots of wonderful speakers. So it should be great fun.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so we cut you off at a place where you were going to give a punchline. So you were talking about why the guardians couldn't be with you for the rest of your life. You were asking them, and they laughed. And so what did they say?
They said, well, honey, when we got married 10 years ago, I told you I loved you. Nothing has changed. And it made me laugh because I had been married 25 years, and I can't think of a day that we didn't say I love you to each other. And if your spouse or partner doesn't say I love you, you know, at least once a day, you know something's wrong. And it made me realize that that would be the same, that we would have to commit to God or to our divine connection, whatever that is, at least once a day, because we have free will. And each day, then they said another thing. They said each day you get a clean slate. and they showed me the sunrise and the sunset. And they actually said, you know, like the whole thing gets erased and you get a clean slate. And that's another thing about this whole 5G thing. When you step out of polarity, you don't need karma. So there's no more karma.
So share more about that.
Well, when you get hurt by someone, let's say they step on your toe and you break your toe and you don't have insurance, over it. It's all this drama. In 5D, something happens that causes you some kind of discomfort. There's no need to balance the scale. It doesn't matter because you have so much resources, you can take care of it. You know, if you're staying at someone who's got a lot of wealth and you spill something on their couch and it has to be cleaned, the couch has to be cleaned, you offer, oh, no, I got it. Not a problem. You know, there's energy there. We got it covered. We can do this easily. We'll handle it. That's the difference. So in 5D, there are no affronts and there are no damages that are owed. And once you start to do that and start to think in your mind, okay, there's no more karma. I got to stop thinking that there's karma. I got to stop planning on the fact that there's karma. Your energy changes because you no longer worry about the other guy. You know, somebody's stealing or you know someone's doing whatever they're doing. You don't worry about that anymore. You just say, well, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do what I do. You don't look at that and say, well, if they're doing it, I'm going to do it. You know, there was a certain energy before, even a certain energy where people felt like they had to have the better half of any situation. You know, like you're going to sell your car, you want to get a certain amount of money for it, and you want to sell it so you get the best deal for your car. The person buying it trying to get the best deal they can get. So there's this polarity pull. But if you said to the person that's buying it, look, I'd like to get a fair price, but I also don't want to take you to the cleaners. You know, what do you think is a fair price for this vehicle? And you work it out that way. It's a different energy.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking all this time, I'm just thinking that also there's an element of trust.
That's right. And the trust moves to belief. And here's the difference. Trust is when you know that someone's going to meet you for lunch because they usually show up. Belief is when you know the sun is going to rise tomorrow. You don't worry or wonder, will they show up? If they're 5 minutes late, you don't think, well, are they coming? Is everything okay? If you don't see the sun, you know, on a cloudy day, you don't worry about it. You trust that it's there. You just didn't see it. So that belief is stronger than trust. And that's what happens. You have this sensation. And that's part of this vibrational shift because you get to a point where you're connected with your divine self in such a way that you feel safe. And if you feel safe, then you don't have any problem extending that to others and holding that for your space around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
Well,
and one of the things that go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things I do is I teach people, you know, watch your language and, you know, trade out certain words that you've been using. So you, instead of saying things are good or bad, you can say, oh, that's interesting. Wow, I never thought of that. When people hold a different belief than you, you just say, wow, you know, I champion your right to hold that belief if it works for you. That way you're not saying that they're bad or wrong. You're just saying, look, that doesn't fly for me, but if it works for you, great, you know? And we see a little bit of that, you know, in the famous TV show, Dr. Phil, how's that working for you? Because again, it's not saying it's bad or wrong. It just says, you know, if it works for you, great. If it's not working, then maybe you might want to try doing it, you know, holding that different energy. Another thing that, of course, people by now know, and that is hopefully they don't say to die for, and they don't use swear words and things like that. But I do cover that in the book. And for example, in the book, when I talk about swear words, I say, you know, one lady actually said to me, she was a very beautiful, sweet lady with beautiful energy, was very much into the scene that all of us are into. And I said, so why do you use those words, you know? And she said, well, they're just words. They really don't mean anything. And I said, yeah, but people who say the rosary build on all the energy of the rosary. You're saying words that people who are trying to be very fierce, judgmental, angry. So when you use them, you're pulling that energy in. You're claiming that vibration. They had never thought. So, you know, it's like that. We choose our words wisely. You know, another thing that people say is, I have to go get my kids from daycare or from school or whatever it is. No, you don't have to anything. You're choosing to do it because it makes you happy. You're choosing to do it because you don't want to pay a late fee. Whatever it is, it's a choice. Because when we say, I have to, then we're falling into the mass consciousness. And mass consciousness is being programmed to fail. Mass consciousness is receiving vibrational pulls to make us step down and try to be every man for himself or divide and conquer, all of that energy. But at 5D, you know, it doesn't. We're all the same, and we're in a different energy, different vibration of compassion and support. So we care about what other people are doing, and we care about life.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I like it that you talk about words, and that, you know, because you create from, you know, your words comes from thoughts, and that's, you know, part of the manifestation. And so you're manifesting those, that negativity. What about some other exercises that we just have a minute to share about how to protect your energies, especially while sleeping?
Well, yeah, one of the things I do is I have an evening ritual where I say a prayer out loud. And the prayer out loud is pretty simple. I ask, number one, I am asking that I wake up in 5D. That's always cool because then I wake up in a really good mood. Another thing I say in my prayer, and it's in the book, Waking Up in 5D. Another thing I do is I ask for an energetic Faraday cage to be around my bed or wherever I'm sleeping to prevent any harmful energies from coming into me or coming at me. And that literally changes the vibration of my sleep because I'm getting deeper sleep and it's more restful. And I'm not being affected by that EMF that's coming off the router that practically everybody has in their home.
Mm-hmm. So you have a more restful sleep.
Exactly. Exactly. And then there's other things that you can do. You can ask for your DNA to be enlivened and charged up. You can ask to go to a healing center that exists in the etheric to help your body heal and get instructions for your body so it knows what to do to heal. And sometimes those instructions are go see some therapist. It isn't always like it's going to happen overnight, but the perpetual request produces an outcome. And the outcome can either be in 3D or energetic or both, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, great.
Purposeful intentions make a difference. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, we have to take another break. We're going to come back and have our closing segment with Maureen St. Germain and her book, Waking Up in 5D.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of The Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Maureen St. Germain about waking up in 5D. So, Maureen, in your book, you talk about sacred geometry, chaos theory, and fractals. Tell us what you want people to know about them.
Okay. So, in my book, Be a Genie, I talk a lot about manifestation and chaos theory and fractals because that's how the universe works. When you figure out the math, and I'm not going to take the time to do it because we have a short window here. When you figure out the math, you realize that you can use that same combination to manifest anything. And so what figuring that out does for you is helps you realize that we can do the tune-up for ourselves by putting a geometric structure around our body, and that's the Merkaba. And so there's a new 5D Merkaba that people can do. The meditation is in the book, Waking Up in 5D. And the meditation itself anchors in a whole new layer, not different from, but on top of, a more grand expression of the vibration of the energies that are already around the body. All we're doing is claiming that and activating it by our awareness. And it changes everything. When we first started doing this meditation, we had huge breakthroughs. And we would do it every day or every other day. But when we skipped more than 2 days, we could feel it. Where's that meditation? We have to do that. The second thing I want to say is if anybody decides they want to do that meditation, I do have a guided version of it that's a CD that people can buy, or they can just look at the text in the book and learn it that way. But expect to go out of your body for 4 hours. The very first time, I have had half a dozen, and there's probably more that haven't told me this because I've only heard from people who are telling me, oh my God, that was so amazing. I was, on a trip for 4 hours, because you get recalibrated. Everything gets reset. And you get like a whole new light body and a whole new vibrational data set that makes it even easier to hold the fifth dimensional vibration. And it's a numbers game, ladies and gentlemen. So the more of us that do this work, the easier it is for the rest of the world to get it as well. Because we're going to hit critical mass and boom, everything's going to shift.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
So given that it's in the book, you could probably... I'm thinking of, recording that for myself and listening to it, because it's different when you can sit back and listen versus reading. You're actually reading and, you're in, or else
exactly.
Buy it the CD.
Exactly.
But I think it's good to hear it and not, yeah.
Right. And the big advantage the CD has is that you don't have to do the work of reading it because it's done and I've got some nice background music with it. And the bigger reason is I have voice activation by a woman who is a sound healer that is remarkable. And she was doing this work and incubated meditation for probably 8 years. And so the sound that comes out of her voice literally anchors that in your body. So we sent the energies out, we put them in place, but they're fragile. It's like when you get a chiropractic treatment, it might not stay. But after the sound bath from Janice, the sounding, that's another 15 minutes, 15 minute meditation, 15 minutes of sounding. After the toning, it's set. It's like anchored in. So it's even easier then to make it permanent than it would be without the sound.
Mm-hmm. So you're creating a 5D Merkaba around your body. Understand that? Yeah. So that's why
that
it changes, you know, more in touch with your light body into your physical body too. Because you're talking about that 5D coming into your physical 3D body. That's heaven on earth, you know, bringing, you know, so many people kind of go out there and they're not grounded in their body. They're out there in the universe and we need to, we need to anchor it here because we're here. We're here in our bodies for a reason.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And there's even a connection to the Earth Star Chakra, which is the one below our feet, because you're absolutely right. We're now anchoring it, not only because we can bring it, you know, we can go out there, but now we're going to take it and bring it in here. And that's probably the next step. You know, going out is easy for a lot of people because we've been doing it for the past 20, 25 years. But now let's bring it in. Let's bring it home.
Mm-hmm. And that's how, you're going to manifest heaven on earth is, you know, here, heaven on earth. Well, any other last information about the dimensions or the ascension work that you want to share with our audience?
I'd like to share with the audience that don't be surprised if you become 5D and then slide down to 3D and back again. Just like going to the gym and losing weight, you make some progress and then you slip back. You make some progress and you slip back. So give yourself permission to do it that way, and you will find that it's even easier to slide back into 5D and that place of blissful acceptance and unconditional love of all life.
Mm-hmm. And that sliding back, then not beating yourself up like, oh, I slid back. I'm so bad. I can't do this. It's like, no, just raise yourself back up there. If you know how, if you got there once, you know how to get back there.
That's right. And even if you don't know how you're going to get back, the desire to go back will pull you back in. And that's very powerful, but that's all true because once you know what it's like, what it feels like, and you make that desire known to the universe finds the way and you just slide right back up.
Yeah, so some of that is like paying attention to, because the universe, the world talks to us. So pay attention to the signs.
Right.
There's signposts along the way. And so to pay attention, which is, it might be a statement on the radio or a song. It might be a billboard. It might be somebody says something to you and you go, aha, you know, that's what I needed to
hear.
That's
right. Instead of, I didn't do that, or that's not me. Instead say, gosh, I wonder, there's got to be something here for me. What is it? You know, even if you don't like what they're saying. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very wonderful to recognize. And the other thing that I think that this book does for people is it identifies so many of the markers that people have experienced and wondered what was going on. What was going on with them? What was going on with the experience? You know, seeing yourself in another place at another time. A client who says to me, you know, I've been dreaming about my old boyfriend. I'm happily married. I don't know what's going on. I can't figure out what it is. And I said to her, you're tapping into another version of the reality. And that other version he's funding because he suddenly realized he let this gem go away, and he wished he hadn't done that. So he's doing the wishing and thinking, and you're in the dream time. Of course you're going to see it and feel it and wonder what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for bringing this work out. I encourage everybody to check the book out, Waking Up in 5D, Marine St. Germain. Again, go to her website, Marine, S-T for St. Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N.com. It's all good work. And, you know, you find a lot of these things about your higher frequency and vibrations and all that in a lot of books. And Marine has put it together in a nice little package of learning, you know, to where you can use these tools to, you know, continue to strive to be in 5D as much as you can and to change our lives. So thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you so much. And when you get the book, pick up all the free meditations. There's over $50 worth of free meditations that are for sale on my website, but are free when you get the book.
Okay, great. Well, I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. And again, I said there's a last call for presenters for our conference, for workshops, for our 2018 conference, which is February 15th to the 18th. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. Look for the 2018 conference. There's a call for presenters, application form, reference forms. And don't worry, if you need a couple days past our October 1st deadline, it's fine. Just get them in. And a reminder about my book, which is an Amazon bestseller as well, an award-winning Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It shares a lot of stories about women wisdom, people who have participated, many of our great speakers, art and poetry, and it's a diverse exploration of the divine feminine. So you can check that out. It's also available in Kindle with colored art. So love for you to share that book with your friends. And it's the end of our show now. So I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll be back next Friday.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stanis.